Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 26th day of the month of Tammuz. Today, remarkably, really it's a shock, day 655, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families, daven for Refua Shalema, for all the chayalim, all the soldiers in need. Another soldier was killed yesterday. Just need to storm the gates of Shemayim, the gates of heaven. May all of our tefillos be answered, Latova, for good. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Simcha Sneid of Congregation Beit HaKnesset HaChadash, Rochester, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It is definitely cooler in Rochester than it is today in Boca, followed by words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Sneid fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The poem will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Sneid will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where Rabbi Sneid will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor a call for a day, for a week, for a month, for any occasion, to commemorate a yahrzeit, for a simcha, we always appreciate the sponsorships for the call. And you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim, again, ou.org/call, and thank you for your generosity in supporting the daily Tehillim call. And with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sneid.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, again, for the opportunity, for the OU, for all that they do for us as a community, for the Jewish people. I will say, the winter in Rochester, yes, but I'll take the summer, all worth it for this great weather. I'm sure we've all experienced this following scenario. We're sitting at the Shabbos table, the Yontif table, maybe at the Seder, a Thanksgiving dinner, a family simcha, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, you name it. Grandparents, siblings, extended family, everyone's there. And we're catching up, we're enjoying each other's company, reminiscing about old times. And then there's that one relative or that one friend that starts. The complainer who has discontent written all over their face. In Yiddish, we say they have a forbissen rapunen. Nothing is ever good enough. The food isn't to their liking, it's too hot, it's too cold, too salty, not spiced enough. They squabble with everyone about every single thing, grumble under their breath, roll their eyes as someone speaks, and the dinner is ruined, the family simcha is ruined, and you're left with that awful taste in your mouth, all because of the comments that were made from that family member, from that friend. Negative comments, negative perspective, have such a power. They can change one's mood. They can change one's feelings, the inspiration that they may feel. And there are no limits to how far those comments and how destructive they truly are. Moshe says in a few parshas from now, Parshas Devarim, Moshe says, Eicha Esa Levadi, how can I alone carry the Jewish people, your troubles, your burdens, and your quarrels? And Rashi explains that your burdens, when Moshe says this, teaches us that they were heretics. What did they say? Every time Moshe left his house, if he left early to judge the people, they would say, you know why Moshe is leaving early? Because he has issues with Shalom Bias. His marriage is on the rocks. He needed to get out of there way earlier. And if Moshe left home a little late, they would say, he's plotting against us. He's scheming against the Jewish people. That's why he couldn't get there on time to do his job. How is this possible? Moshe, the most humble of all people, the most caring, the most sensitive person, which would translate into a great marriage. Those are the traits that are needed to have that beautiful marriage. And Moshe would constantly defend the Jewish people after all of their sins. After the golden calf, Moshe says to Hashem, the Bnei Israel remain alive or I go with them. And he was always davening, praying for the Jewish people, doing every single thing that he can to help them. So how is it possible? How can there be people who thought these specific things about Moshe when his actions, when his character demonstrates the exact opposite? The answer is that there are some people who can't help it. No matter what the situation is, no matter how ridiculous, how foolish it may sound, they will always spin something into the negative. They will focus on what went wrong, what could have been done, find something to complain about. If there were those who could say such things about Moshe, then how much more so when we can easily focus on the negative, on the small everyday situations that we encounter, how much more so us have to be extremely mindful of this perspective, this attitude. And when we are negative, it affects those around us. They feel what we feel. They watch our body language. They pick up on our tone. They begin to look at the situation in the same lens that we are trying to give over. This Parsha, the Parsha of Devarim, as we are in the 3 weeks, and in a couple weeks we will read this Parsha, always falls out before Tisha B'Av. Perhaps this is the reason as to why we need to focus on this aspect during the 3 weeks. The negative perspective, the negative lens is not only applicable to situations that we may be in, but it's also how we view, judge others around us. When it comes to ourselves, we are very understanding. Yes, I have flaws. I have shortcomings. But I have a lot of good qualities as well. Overall, we say about ourselves, I am a good person. We are very understanding. But when it comes to other people, all we see is their flaws. All we see is their shortcomings, and we don't have the same understanding we do for ourselves. We are extremely judgmental. The Beis HaMikdash, that temple, was destroyed because of baseless hatred. Perhaps if we use our Ayin Tova, our positive eyes, in the way that we view other people, all situations, then we might respect and appreciate them more. So we have to ask ourselves, what glasses do we wear? The ones that blur our vision, where all we see is the negative in situations either we are in or that other people are in around us? Or are we wearing clean glasses, the one with the correct prescription, which allows us to see the many blessings we have in our lives, even if something may have gone wrong? It allows us to see the positive in people, to appreciate their qualities, what they bring to the table, and to focus on all positive in every situation. The choice is ours. What glasses do we want to put on? God willing, we will choose those clear ones to appreciate all those blessings that Hashem gives us on a daily basis. It will enhance our relationship with Him, remove that baseless hatred, rebuild that final temple by seeing the positive in everyone and in everything around us. At this point in time, We'll begin with Kapitel Chav, Psalm 20. Lamatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Menchosecha V'yolascha Yidashnesela, Yitemacha Silvavecha V'chol Atzoscha Yimalei, Nirananu B'shua Secha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha, Ata Yodati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kodesho Bigveros Yesha Yimino, Eilav Arechev V'yelav Asusim, V'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir, Eimakaru V'nofalu, V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodad, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Karenu. We continue with Kapitel Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, B'nosdesha Yarbitzeni Almei Menuchos Yina'alini, Nafshi Yishoviv Yancheni B'magle Tzedek Leman Shemo, Gam Ki Elech B'gei Talmaves Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi Shiftecha U'mishantecha Eima Yenachamuni, Taruch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzorurai Tishanta Bashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya, Achtov V'chesed Yudifuni Kol Yimei Chayai V'shafti V'veis Adonai Liorech Yamim. We continue Kapitel Kuf Chav Aleph, Psalm 121. Shilam Alos, Esainai Elaharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aretz, Al Yitein Lamod Raglecha Al Yonum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yonum V'lo Yisham Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzolcha Ayad Yiminecha, Yom HaMashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach ba'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teitzcha uvo'echa me'ata v'yad olam. We continue Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir HaMalos, Mimamakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shema b'koli tiena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmar ya Adonai mi amod. Im cha haslicha laman tivarei. Yivisi Adonai kista nafshi v'lidvaro hacholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai hachesed varbe mofidus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. We continue Kapitel Kufman Bay, Psalm 142. Maskil David, Beoso Bamara Sifila, Koli al Adonai Eza, Koli al Adonai Eschanan, Eshbok Lefanav Sichi, Tarasi Lefanav Agid, Bisatef Alai Ruchi, Viata Yadata Nesivasi, Baruch Zu Alech Tamanu Fachli, Abet Yamin Urei Veili Makir, Avad Manos Mimeni Endoresh Lenafshi, Zawakti Elacha Adonai, Amarti Atal Machsi, Chalki Be'aretz HaChayim. Hakshiva Rinafi Kidalosi Miyod, Hatzilini Mirafai Ki Yamtu Mimeni. Hotzia Mimaske Nafshi Lo Dos Eshenecha, Biyachiru Tzadikin Kisigmal Alai. We continue with Achenu. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batara Vashivya, Ha'omdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha, Amakom Yirachem Aleyam, Miyotziyem Mitzara Lirvacha, Omeyafela Leoro Mishiba Legeula, Ashabagalav Isman Kariv, Vinamar Amen. We'll read in English, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. We'll say Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal. Mishaberach Avosenu, Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov, Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzava Ha'aganol Yisrael, V'anshe Kochos Ha'bitachon, Ha'omdem Ha'mishmar Atzenu, V'arei Eloheinu Nigvul Ha'avanon V'amibar Mitzrayim, V'men Hayom Ha'gadol Alavo Harava, V'chol Makom Shehem, V'yabasha, V'avir, U'vayam. Yitein Adonai Yisrael V'enu Ha'kamam Aleinu Nigafen Lefneyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmer V'yatzel L'chayelinu Mikol Tzar V'tzuka Mikol Negel Machala V'yishlach Bracha V'atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeyan Yad V'rsanin Etachteyem V'yatzer Mekesu Shul V'ateretz Nitzachon V'yikum B'hem HaKotov Ki Adonai Elohechem Ho'olechi Machem V'yivachim Lachem U'mayvechem V'oshiyatzchem V'namar Amen. We'll say Mishaberach for those that remain in captivity. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'yivarech V'yishmer V'yinteres Nedrei Tzva Haganah L'Yisrael L'Shvuyov V'ez Kol Achinu HaNesuim B'Tzor V'Shivya V'Avor Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh Hazeh Misfala B'Avaram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'yotzeim Nechoshech V'Tamoves U'Mosroseihem Yinatek U'Mitzukoseihem Yoshiyim V'yishivim Neher L'Chek Mishpachoseihem Yodu L'Adonai Chazdov Neflosav L'Vnei Adam V'Kumam Mikra Shekasov V'duri Adonai Yeshuvan Uvo Tzion Verina V'Simchas Olam Arosham Sasan V'Simcha Yasigo V'Nasu Yagam V'Anacha V'Nomar Amen. We'll say now a Mishaberach for the Cholim. We'll give a moment, 30-second pause to be able to include anyone who is in need of healing. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'yivarech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlima L'Arapam L'Chasam L'Chayosam V'yishlach Lahem Meher Refuah Shlema Min HaShamayim L'Chol Avareihem V'Chol Gideihem Sof Shaar Chol Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Asher Bagalo V'Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sneid. Great to have you on. Look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir Hashem. In the near future, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.